Now to the airline industry. With yesterday's announcement that U.S. Airways wants to buy Delta for $8 billion, a lot of people are wondering what's next. Not long ago, the prevailing wisdom was that the old established airlines would vanish like dinosaurs, driven under by more nimble competitors like Southwest and JetBlue. But that hasn't happened. And in this second part of our reports on the state of the airlines, NPR's Jack Speer examines how some of the older carriers are defying the odds.
The proposed merger of Delta and U.S. Airways is far from a done deal. Despite a $7.2 billion financing commitment from giant Citibank, Delta appears to be downright cool to the idea. But it does show how far things have come in the airline industry. Michael E. Levine is a former airline industry executive who lectures at New York University. He says it was just last year that U.S. Airways was merging with America West.
You have an airline that is in the middle of a merger and has some of its more difficult parts yet to go. Turning around, as it were, while up in the air doing its basketball maneuver and saying, well, let's go the other way and accomplish this at the other end of the court, too.
And it's that kind of full-court press, analysts say, is turning things around for the older airlines. Many have been able to substantially reduce their costs in bankruptcy, something that's been a big factor behind the latest round of industry consolidation. And there's something else that's helping the established airlines, something the low-cost carriers don't have.
We're a global company, and we have exposure to and we benefit from economies across the world, not just the U.S.
Jeff Smysek is president and CEO of Houston-based Continental. He says the people who wrote off the established airlines with their hub-and-spoke networks and international routes were short-sighted, though he admits Continental's turnaround did not come without some pain.
We didn't turn out to be quite the dinosaurs that the low-cost competitors thought we were.
What do you think is the biggest factor behind that?
We never were. We had developed over time as network carriers cost structures that were simply too bloated. And it took, unfortunately, some pretty severe events, not only 9/11, but the war and high fuel prices for us to realize it and take the difficult actions that we needed to take.
Continental reported profits of $237 million for its latest quarter. Later this year, the airline is expected to post its first full year profit in 6 years. American Airlines is also expected to end the year in the black. But to say the older established airlines are back on top would also be something of an overstatement. Fuel prices have come down lately, helping all of the airlines. However, there are still big variables going forward that could hit the established carriers especially hard. William Swelbar is a former aviation consultant, now at MIT. He looks at the airlines from the viewpoint of the overall economy.
This industry is barely breaking even when the macro economy has been very, very strong. And the economy is typically a very strong predictor of airline industry performance.
Leading Swelbar and some other analysts to question what happens when organized labor demands its share of the increased industry profits. Still, there are those who believe in what is a highly cyclical industry. Some of the gains achieved by the old line carriers recently will stick. Analysts say if the airlines can avoid falling back into some of their old patterns, this could mark a critical turning point for the industry. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.